This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
But on the phone right now, we have, from the TV series The Chosen, he plays Thaddeus in that series, we have Giovanni Cairo. Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, Kayla. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate great. It.
Glad to have you. So I see you've got a Michigan phone number. You're not one of those Wolverine fans, are you?
No, not at all. Thank goodness. I'm a Michigan State grad, so okay. So safe there.
All right, we have a common enemy.
You guys are Buckeyes, I'm assuming.
I am.
I'm not.
not me.
But I'm the boss, so I require everybody to be a Buckeye fan.
There we go. As long as it's not Michigan, I get it. Yeah.
So, wow, what an amazing thing that has happened with this series. Came out of nowhere, it was crowdfunded, and made history.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You know, a lot of the cast and me talk about it. I don't think any of us knew kind of what we were getting ourselves into in the beginning. You know, it started off, we were just filming the first four episodes in the beginning, and kind of seeing where that took us. And our director, Dallas, who also produces and writes, and he does so much. I don't know how that guy sleeps, but, you know, he created a short film called The Shepherd with his church in the Midwest, and, you know, they kind of crowdfunded from there, which allowed us to create the first four episodes, and it got great reception from people watching, and that just allowed us to be able to do more. It's been humbling, to say the least, to see, you know, the reaction from people all over the world.
Well, tell us about The Chosen. What is all involved in the series?
Yeah. So The Chosen, it's basically the life of Christ through the people that he came in contact with, and a lot of the disciples as well. So it kind of comes across as, you know, the disciples as they meet Christ for the first time, and our interactions, and kind of the beginning of his ministry. But what's so different about it, from Christian media in the past, is it really dives into these characters from a relatability standpoint, and you really get to know these people, and they go through trials and obstacles and things that, you know, like you and me go through every day. So it makes it so relatable from people watching. And yeah, it's just been a wild ride, and it's been really fun to work with these guys.
So it's available now. How can people watch The Chosen? There's several ways.
Yeah, there's several ways. The easiest way and the best way, in my opinion, for quality would be we have our own app, which is completely free, and it's called The Chosen. If you have any type of smartphone or tablet, you can easily download it. And what's really cool about it is you can stream it right to your TV from a press of a button. If you have an Apple TV or a smart TV, it's really that simple. And then also, we have the first season available on Peacock right now, which is pretty cool. That just happened this past year. So, you know, for people who have the Peacock app, and Peacock's completely free too. I use it for other shows as well. It's really easy just to get the first season on there as well. So any one of those two options. If you want to watch season two, though, the app is the way to go.
Oh, cool. And what's the plan? Is this something that you hope to keep going, or is there a set ending point for the series?
Yeah, you know, we definitely want to go seven seasons. That's the goal as of now. And we're gearing up for season three to start early 2022. Dallas, Tyler, and Ryan, they're all the writers on it, so they're getting the scripts ready and getting everything set. Our home base is in Texas, so we'll be, you know, heading out there in early 2022 to get started on season three. And yeah, it's we just released the ending of season two last week, which was pretty crazy. I won't spoil anything for anybody who hasn't seen it, but we left off on a pretty big cliffhanger, so we're excited to get to work on the next season and just build from there. So it'll be going for the next few years.
All right. So, yeah, those cliffhangers, you drive the viewers crazy with those.
Some of my favorite shows in past history have them, so I'm glad our writers did such a good job putting those in.
Now, you play Thaddeus. Tell us about Thaddeus, and how did you prepare for that role to better understand his interaction with Jesus?
Yeah, Jeff, you know, it's interesting because when you're, you know, while researching and going back in time, you know, there's not much on Thaddeus. He's also known as Saint Boots. So, I mean, from the writing standpoint, I got really he's a, you know, a hard on his sleeve type of guy. He's more of a peacemaker, wants everybody to be on the same page. There's a few disciples that are, you know, get a little bit more wild in terms of their, heatedness. I guess I would say, and they're more outspoken to where Thaddeus and little James, Jordan Ross plays him so beautifully as well. They're more peacemakers. They want to make sure everybody is kind of on the same page. So for me in the audition process, I auditioned for Simon and then Andrew first. Cause they didn't really have a ton on Thaddeus written already. So I just wanted to try to bring as much as myself to the role as I possibly could. And what the writers do, I mean, how beautiful the writing is, it makes it so much easier to tap into that. I just found a lot of myself in Thaddeus as well. But, you know, from the research I did and just trying to bring that heart of my sleeve type of character to the character, which I'm hoping it relates to viewers in an authentic way.
So as you did your research, you played your role. What did you learn? Was there something you learned about Jesus that you didn't really realize or?
Yeah. You know, I grew up Christian. I grew up Catholic Christian and, I kind of lost I kind of lost like reading the Bible, going to church and like really praying. Like when I was in high school, I would think, I don't know what got caught up, but well, I guess what I learned is just kind of the basic aspect of like he wanted to spread love and kindness and togetherness and connection. And, you know, I think deep down I always knew that, but I never kind of just saw that on face value for what it was. And that these were people just like us, you know, that we're living nowadays, you know, that go through trials and tribulations. And, you know, the basic thing is, yeah, we want to spread love and connection and kindness. And that's kind of what we're here to do. And I think if anything, this pastor taught us that, that we need not take those things for granted when it comes to relationships, you know, connecting with friends and family. So what he's taught me is to truly try to be a better person every day. And that's what I'm learning from him. That's what I'm learning from, you know, playing Thaddeus and, you know, whether that's my family, my friends, my castmates who are my family and just people I come in contact with that I don't even know. We all have the ability to change someone's life for the better each day. It's a choice. So that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I've been learning through just being part of this incredible project.
We're talking with Giovanni Cairo of the TV series The Chosen. Giovanni, who are some of the other people that play roles in the film and what roles do they play?
Oh my gosh, there's so many of us because it just keeps growing. So, you know, there's, you know, at least 14, 15 of us that are on the show for a regular period of time. Man, just naming a few off the top of my head, there's, George Santos who plays the disciple John, Abe Martell who plays Big James. I mentioned Little James is played by Jordan Ross. Liz Tavish plays Mary Magdalene. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna get some heat from people for not being able to say everybody's name. But there's so many incredible castmates. There's not a weak link in there. Austin Reed Allman, who plays Nathaniel, he's a new character this season. There's just so many great artists on this show that do such an incredible job and such a diverse cast. And everybody has their own personality, so it's been so much fun to work with these guys. They truly become family, and they embody who they're playing. And I'm lost for words, man.
Awesome. Now, so is there a website for The Chosen?
There, I would say the easiest way is to connect through social media. We have our social media team. They're posting daily. We do live streams to where Dallas will talk to, you know, the fans. And so the easiest way is if you look up The Chosen and you were on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, and they're very good about getting to people. We'll even do cast live streams as well. We did one with Dallas last week, where about a dozen of us jumped on and was able to answer fan questions. And they do different announcements for seasons that are coming up. And I would say that's probably the best way in terms of connecting, and they're really good with getting back to people.
And you have we all have a chance to chat and ask Giovanni some questions. You have some connections in Lima, and you're coming to Lima on July 28th.
I am so excited to come to Lima. It's for being so close to Ohio, I have not been to Ohio in quite a while, so this is going to be this is going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, next week, it's next Wednesday, July 28th at 6:30 p.m. I'm going to be actually at Grace Fellowship Church. The lead pastor there is Nathan Branham. Actually, my cousin Julie, that is his wife. So it's going to be awesome. I'll get to see family. I'll get to connect with everybody over there, answer some questions, and we'll actually be watching episode 5 of season 1. That's the wedding at Cana. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's the events for the whole family. You know, there'll be, you know, snacks, popcorn, soda, and then we'll watch the episode together, and I'll be able to answer some questions. So I'm excited about that.
And of course, I'm Nathan, part of the ministry team here at ESFM. So cool.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. I just talked to him yesterday, so I'm really excited to get to see them. I haven't seen them in a little bit. So are you guys going to be there?
We hope to. We'll hope to have somebody there. Yeah.
I hope to see you guys. That'd be awesome to have you all there.
All right. And again, it's happening Wednesday, July 28th, 6:30 at Grace Fellowship Church in Lima. That is located at 1606 West Elm Street in Lima. And people just show up and they can meet you and watch the episode.
Yeah, come on down, guys. It's going to be a fun night, and I can't wait to talk with y'all. It's going to be special.
And of course, they're going to be showing a show. There'll be popcorn there, drinks and candy as well. So going to be a fun night, Wednesday, July 28th at Grace Fellowship Church in Lima, 1606 West Elm Street. Well, Giovanni, thank you so much for talking with us this morning. It's cool. And man, what an amazing thing is happening with the Chosen. And it's so cool that you just download the Chosen app and you can watch it all for free.
It's really that easy. It's really that easy. It's been humbling to be part of. I love this family. And we're just excited to keep creating and telling this incredible story to you guys. And Jeff and Kayla, I really do appreciate you guys having me on. It's been really fun talking to you guys.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.